One of the most common pains that I see in men is that they can feel a lack of sexual love from their partners. It's quite easy to think that it will be about how to perform a particular sex act on him. And being a good lover in that way is very important too, of course. But on its own, it falls short of his ultimate desire with you. He wants to feel wanted, desired, loved by you sexually. Sometimes men feel unwanted very clearly when there is a lack of sex or when the woman is disengaged in sex for some reason. But sometimes it can be more subtle. For example, a couple can slip into a dynamic where the man is always the proactive one, initiating, driving sex, learning about sex, and the woman is mostly reactive. And it may seem like this is how it should be and sex is fine, but not quite. So the most important thing that you can do to make your man really happy is not to perform a particular sex act. It is making him feel loved, desired, wanted sexually. So how do we do this? Small changes in how you display this and communicate this, they can make all the difference. So here are six simple things that you can introduce to make your man feel wanted in sex. First, just show more intentional interest in sex. Now, it's not that you are not interested in sex at all, of course, but reactive interest to him feels so different than proactive interest from you. When he sees, it comes from you. So this may involve learning more how to improve your sex life together, not because something is wrong, but because you enjoy experiencing more with him. This just makes him feel that you love sex with him and you want more of it. Also, initiating sex more, it's a very old common advice, but it is one of those that is really true. It's such a strong signal for him that you desire him and you want him. It is just not the same if you simply enjoy sex when he initiates all the time. And also, perhaps surprisingly, understanding more about yourself and your body, because he's also very interested in that. And he sees it as an effort that you make to have better sex with him. Secondly, and this is a cause of a lot of unnecessary pain for men, it can often happen that today a woman doesn't feel in the space for sex, but how you communicate it to him makes all the difference between feeling rejected and unwanted and making him feel secure and connected with you, even if you are not going to have sex. If we simply say no, focusing on our right to say no, it can excessively make our lovers feel left out in the cold, or that they want sex unreasonably too much. So tell him your reason and reassure him from a place that really cares for his feelings. It is okay if you are not in the right space for sex due to circumstances, or you don't have energy, or you don't feel well, or something is on your mind, but tell him that it has nothing to do with him. That is what matters to him to hear. It needs to be said. It can't be just assumed. Trust me. Tell him you want to have sex with him. Just today, things are in the way. And an extra advice I will give that really changes the situation. It doesn't have to be binary, you know, full-on sex or no sex. It feels often like it does have to be like this, but this inflexibility can often do a lot of damage to your sexual relationship. And I have worked a lot to teach people many third options, so to speak. There are lots and lots of more relaxed and really nourishing things that will amount to a really nice recharging sexual intimacy, but not as this whole intense penetrative sex if you don't feel right for that today. And often it is that connection that really matters. And your man will often be on board to do it with you if you were open to it. And it is for your sake too often. Instead of feeling like you can't do anything today, instead to actually recharge with some positive energy and love in the way that doesn't take anything from you, just in a different way. The third thing, learn nice things to do for him. There are lots of really wonderful things that a woman can do for her man beyond just the, you know, the basic going down on him. And even that can be done in different ways and in different energies. But what really makes him feel amazing is if he can see that you made an effort to learn to do something nice for him, just like you would like him to do for you. And if you volunteer it, if you offer it as a special gift, you just tell him, relax, I want to do this for you. So it's not just the act of performing something on him that really matters. It's the thought that has gone into it. When it becomes not just a thing that you do in the midst of sex, because once again, he turned you on, he initiated it, and then you do something back. So this really melts his heart. The fourth thing, and we need to understand this very delicately, if there is a problem in your sex life, show him your intention and effort to solve it. Show your own drive, your own desire to be in a better place with him. Because, you know, quite often you see what happens is maybe he is doing something wrong in sex, often from not being too sure, you know, what to do. But instead of bridging that, women can often retreat into simply avoiding sex. And that can make him feel like you don't care about your connection, but he does. He may be okay with the fact that there is a problem that he needs to get better at, but that's not the thing that hurts. What hurts a lot more is when a man feels that he wants to connect with his partner, he is looking for a solution, but he perceives that the woman is not. He wants to overcome this problem together as a couple, as it should be. You know, look for solutions too if there is a problem. Educate yourself. Work out what you need. Understand how to improve sex altogether between you. Suggest those things proactively. Make him feel that while there is a problem, you really want to make it work. The fifth thing is love his body in sex. If you are doing something for him in sex, what really counts is not that it is performed technically correctly. You know, of course, that's also very important to know how to treat his body right. Everybody appreciates a good lover. But if you go into a headspace of technically performing for him, he may just feel worked, like he's being serviced. It can make him feel like he's with you, but still in a way abandoned or not wanted. What means everything to him is when he feels in this moment, as you are doing something that you really desire him, that it turns you on. So when you learn new things to do for him, for his body, once you've learned them, focus on really enjoying it, loving his body, loving how it feels, how it turns you on. It makes him feel sexy, desired, and that is what he really wants with you. And last thing, you know, express your appreciation of him as a man, as a sexual man. He wants to feel special, desirable, sexy, just like you. So this goes to even outside of sex. Tell him that he is sexy. Tell him that you love sex with him. Thank him for making an effort in sex. Men often do. They often try hard and they may not get it right all the time. But sometimes women focus on what he's not doing right rather than seeing the effort he's making. If he gives you space, if he takes off pressure, if he tries to fulfill your needs, see the effort, not just the technique. The technique might be wrong, and together you can learn and improve it, but it is his effort from the heart that counts, and he wants it to be seen and acknowledged. So I hope this has been helpful to you, and I wish you many happy times.